RN and online, you're with The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
It's a 600-year-old plus tradition. And for anyone who doesn't know Tibetan Buddhism, we can say that what the Tibetans have done is they have civilized themselves through the act of taking on Buddhism from what might have been seen as a typical warlike race, a tribal race, into really the great spiritual beacons of the world.
Kim Cunio is a man on a mission. He wants to take sacred music to places it doesn't normally go. And today we'll hear just how far he is prepared to go with a remarkable new album called Beyond Karma. G'day, I'm Jeff Wood, and we're inside RN's cavernous recording studio 227 for a unique sacred mashup with the world-famous Gutto monks of Tibet. They're chanting Buddhist mantras and prayers alongside Australia's finest sacred music duo, soprano Heather Lee and composer and musicologist Kim Cunio, who are singing traditional and newly composed music from Judaism and Christianity. Grammy nominees in 2011, the Gutto monks of Tibet are one of the world's great musical treasures and spiritual beacons. But as you'll hear, the sound is also much, much more than music. In fact, it's sacred tantric practice, which occurs whether they're in a temple, in concert, or in a recording studio.
My name is Kim Cunio. It's a pleasure to introduce to you Beyond Karma, a collaboration between the Gutto monks of Tibet, Heather Lee and myself. This is an album where we've tried to mix the profound tantric abilities and tradition of the Gutto Monastery of Tibet, which is based in Dharamshala, India, with some of our own work into sacred music. It's probably the hardest project we've done, but for the monks, it's an extension of what they do every day. And that's what we love about this project. The monks come in and be truly themselves, and we have to find a way to meet them if we can. This project started from an almost chance meeting where we all met in Bondi a couple of years ago, and meeting the Gutto monks of Tibet recently, we remember just how incredible this tradition is. A 600-year-old tantric tradition that is still alive today that has not changed in all this time. So for me, as a composer and musicologist, I'm just deeply excited to meet these guys. So we decided we'd do something and we recorded them. And of course, they are sublime as is. We could say, really, there is nothing to add to this to make it better. So having gone through this process, it was, what can we do to bring the spirit of what we do, which is really, I guess you'd say, an interdisciplinary sacred expertise. We like to work with different traditions. So we then actually tried something that really is what you said. We took different texts from different traditions and different tunes, and we spent a few months while we were on sabbatical in India just singing these chants over the recordings we'd made, Heather and myself. And slowly one would come and it would be right. So then we'd go into the studio, record that. Then another one would come and we'd go in and do that. So it was a bit of a luxury for us in this modern world, because the monks have taken so much time to get what they do perfect. We thought we really needed to do our best as well. And some texts came quite easily, but some took a long time to find.
Thank you.
it's quite difficult for me as an outsider to describe such a living and grand tradition, but I'm going to try. It's a 600-year-old plus tradition, and for anyone who doesn't know Tibetan Buddhism, we can say that what the Tibetans have done is they have civilized themselves through the act of taking on Buddhism from what might have been seen as a typical warlike race, a tribal race, into really the great spiritual beacons of the world. And at the heart of that, there were a number of movements, and we could say that the Gutto Tantric Monastery, located in Dharamshala, is really one of those. If we were to ask why, we would think, well, where does His Holiness the Dalai Lama go? He goes to the Gutto Monastery. So we think this is a sign of how great it is. It's not just so great because it's a living tradition of Tantric Buddhism that enables people to go to a very, very high mystical place. And the title Beyond Karma is relating to a teaching by one of the elders, Gen Lama, that has given recently, which is that if we really purify ourselves, we can enable it, the possibility of breaking this law of cause and effect, which is the fundamental nature of duality. And that's not a small ambition to have. That's the greatest of all spiritual ambitions. And so just to be in the shadow of it is pretty awe-inspiring to me. But then there's this other thing that the monks do. They chant. And in case you don't know what they do, the monks chant lower than anyone else in the world. It's almost worth saying that again. No one else in the world can go as low as these guys. And because part of what I do when I'm not composing is this sort of field of ethnomusicology, you know, I've done a little bit of work into this, and I've compared them to the Red Army Choir, and they're lower than the Red Army Choir. For example, the Red Army Choir can sing a low A, which is astonishing to hear. They might sing it once in a piece at the end. Now, that same low A, which no normal human being can sing, might be the higher note that the chanting group might sing. For example, 2 years ago, the chantmaster Yeshe was able to sing routinely the G below that A for a period of an hour without stopping. So there's nothing else like it in the world. Now, that's one part. It's so low that just by making the sound so low, some harmonic potential is released. Now, for those of us who don't know what that term means, harmonics are the quiet things that we don't anticipate when we hear a note. We normally hear a note as what's called a fundamental one tone. But actually, within that one tone, there's a whole series of partials, which are the silent notes that normally we don't hear. It's a bit like if you did high school physics and chemistry, and you learnt about the laws of refraction within white light. All the other lights are there. So this is harmonics. But when the monks sing, we hear far more harmonic content than pretty well anyone else in the world. So they chant this one note, partly because it's so low, all these partials are released to the naked ear. But then they manipulate the cavity of their throat. And this is a practice that takes them 20 years to learn. They start basically as children learning the text. Then as soon as the voice is old enough, they take on this practice. It's a practice for life. And by the time they're in their mid-20s to late 20s, they have a mastery of it. And when they have a mastery of this technique, where they're able to do things with the larynx that no one else can do, they expand the cavity of the larynx, they expand the cavity of the chest, they change the formant of the voice through the combination of throat, lips and mouth. Something amazing happens because these higher partials become louder again. And then when the monks chant together, you get this phenomenon that was called in medieval times the voices of the angels, because two or three people are chanting and one person's partials intersect completely with the partials of someone else, and so then other hidden notes appear. It's truly magical. And to listen to them properly, put the headphones on and turn it up, I say. It's a very interesting phenomenon. How does a composer write this music? I must be honest that I was completely flummoxed at first. And I listened to most of the collaborations before starting, and I found something in common. And it makes sense that people would do it this way. They record the monks in a conventional studio. They get as good a normal studio sound as they can get. And then they write something. They either turn it into a drone. Sometimes they even pitch shift the note so it goes into Western tuning, which I find personally a bit strange. And then they write little chord progressions, or they write other music against it. Then they usually turn the monks down and put a really healthy dose of reverb on it. That's how it's normally done. And I didn't want to do it this way. So actually what we did was the opposite. We recorded them in what's called an ambisonic mic. This is four microphones in one placed in the centre of the Gyuto monks, and that enables you to really capture the harmonic potential. And then it was, well, what do we write? And I found something quite amazing. I was studying one of my favourite composers, Avo Pärt, who for many years I've been studying and teaching his work to my students. And his form of Tintinnabula offered the first insight for me as a composer, because Pärt has an idea that you can form one scale and that every single note in the scale can harmonise with every other note in the scale, not necessarily in any particular order. So it means that you're away from the standard chordal harmony and you can get beautiful clusters of notes. And those clusters are the same clusters that the Gyuto monks are doing, but they're doing it harmonically. So immediately then I had a language to work with, and it was then, how does the music itself form? The obvious thing was space, to not overwrite. And that was really the task. I do remember taking the first drafts, really the proof of concept, to, you know, the really great people who bring them here, Maureen and Sonam, who I'm sure many people who've seen them will have met over the years. And that was their comment. Yes, we like this, but we need more space. And it was a really profound comment. So then the second draft was paring everything back, saying, where can less be more? And over time, I think we found it. It took about a year to actually do this, much longer than I'd normally spend on a project. And it might have even taken longer if I could have. It's an interesting thought to wonder what would Hildegard of Bingen have thought if her amazing combination, the Symphony Armonie Celestianum Revelationum, was sung by people who she probably thought were heathens. Because even though we hold up Hildegard as this bastion of forward thinking, she wrote letters to the Pope and she had this incredibly open feeling for the time, the reality is Benedictine culture of that period was very scathing to all religions except for Christianity. So she might not have been happy, and I'm willing to tell the truth there, you know. But we also have to look at the underlying feeling of, I think this is part of a very bold statement of what interspirituality is. And really the monks have been at the heart of this. They've taken Tibetan culture out into the West and they've said, we will share this and we will allow it to be made a meaning by people who normally would not have access to this. Two generations ago, no one got access to it. So we get this feeling that suddenly they've come into the West, they've made us privy to this amazing tradition. And I take great inspiration from that. For my own tradition of Judaism, I feel that it's okay for me to share what I already know. But I've been through this process a few times before with a number of rabbis and cultural leaders, and I've been given blessings. So I feel that that's okay. But of course, it's much easier writing new instrumental music, and that part was easy and most fun.
On RN Radio Australia, online and mobile, you're with the Rhythm Divine and masters of Tibetan Buddhist tantric ritual and deep harmonic chant, the Gyuto monks of Tibet. In a musical meeting with two of Australia's finest sacred musicians, soprano Heather Lee and composer Kim Cuneo. We started with Unity of Life, featuring the homage and invocation chants of the Gyuto monks, with the recitation of the Jewish prayer Shema Israel. And that's from their new album, Beyond Karma, recorded by Kim Cuneo in the monk's Australian Gompa, or temple, in Byron Bay. But our next comes from a session in RN's own Studio 227. The album's title track, Beyond Karma, introduced by Kim playing a psaltery, a centuries-old zither played with a bow. And we'll also hear from the chant master of the Gyuto monks of Tibet, Sangay Sering.
The signature track of the album, Beyond Karma, it has, of course, the chants of the monks themselves. And this chant, for anyone who doesn't know, is in a hidden language. So even though we perceive a type of vibrational meaning, it's important that we don't know the literal meaning. It's known in the monastery that the vibration is pure and magnificent enough to take us there. So what we did with it was we found a really beautiful devotional prayer from Judaism. It's part of the Shabbat morning service in the Ashkenazi tradition, Yehu L'Ratzon. It means, may the meditations of my heart and the dedications of my mind be acceptable to you, O Lord. And as soon as we did that one, we knew something was great. That's one part. There was another Jewish text we really wanted to use because it means a lot to us. It's the Shema Yisrael prayer. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. The sacred tenet of Judaism and really the heart of Christianity as Jesus practiced it is actually in that prayer, because it's believed to this day by the Kabbalists that the last breath that would come out of the mouth will be the Shema prayer. And it's written in the Talmud that Rabbi Akiva actually ended his life with that practice. So that's another one. Then Heather, being a bit of a specialist in the music of Hildegard of Bingen, 1098 to 1179, we thought it would be just a great way to actually have a moment of sublime beauty and height, to have this idea that we've got the lowest chant in the world with the Gyuto monks of Tibet. And let's put a coloratura soprano immediately next to it, singing music of this great sacred composer from her amassed work, the Symphony Harmonia Celestianum Revelationum, the Symphony of the Harmony of Celestial Revelations, really the best album title in the 1050s by no doubt. And that's the main texts. Then we had some instrumental pieces. Then we had the notions of the monks chanting, not just their what we would understand their Gyuto voice to be, but sometimes they do these beautiful personal chants, personal pujas, personal practices, and that's in their regular voice. And so we were so excited to be able to record some of these, and for many it will be the first time people hear that on a record, this beautiful, intimate sound of the monks as well.
Hello to you all. In the traditional Tibetan greeting, Tashi Dale, which means may you all be happy, my name is Sangit Sering. I'm a Gyuto monk. I've been a Gyuto monk for a long time as a little boy, and currently I'm in the 23rd year of touring in Australia by the Gyuto monks of Tibet, and I perform the duty of a chant master, a person, a monk who leads and controls and the style of chanting, where to begin, where to end.
Well, welcome to you, chant master, and welcome to you, Sonam Rigzin. You're the interpreter and translator for the Gyuto monks of Tibet, and you have been for a long time. What did the Gyuto monks of Tibet think about this collaboration with Kim Kunio and Heather Lee? It's not what they normally do.
What we chant, what we sing as a music is about awakening the selfless love. And sacred music in general, and in particular what Kim and Heather do, is very much directed towards awakening that primal, selfless love, and therefore they see no contradiction.
What are the Gyuto monks of Tibet doing in Australia?
Australia has been immensely generous to the Gyuto monks. Love, affection they afforded to us is absolutely phenomenal. And I'd like to say at this point that it's quintessentially represented through the selfless work and service Moran Fallon has put towards the monks. and through her voluntary, pure love, absolutely passionate, believing in something greater good than mere mortal like ourselves, has carried this work of 23 years in Australia with the Gyutho monks of Tibet, allowing the monks to achieve, as a Tibetan people, three main goals. One is about promoting world peace, the wishes of His Holiness Dalai Lama, to the best of ability. And the second was to tell the story, the plights of the Tibetan people. And thirdly, perhaps practically, to receive some funds and so on, resources. And that has happened, absolutely marvelous, which make a huge differences to the lives of the monks back in India. And so we are very grateful that has happened.
Masters of a 600-year-old tantric tradition, the Gyutho monks of Tibet, led by their chant master Sangye Tsering, who was speaking to me with the help of interpreter Sonam Rigzin. Grammy nominees in 2011, the monks are regarded as one of the world's great musical treasures for their deep harmonic chanting, which we heard there in a recording made for The Rhythm Divine by sound engineer Phil McKellar, the title track to their new album, Beyond Karma, bringing together an extract from the morning meditation practice of the Gyutho monks with the Ashkenazi Jewish prayer, Yehula Ratzon, from Psalm 19. The album is a pretty unique sacred mashup, and I do mean that as a compliment, with the monks and Australia's finest sacred music duo, soprano Heather Lee, and composer and musician Kim Cuneo, who also lectures at the Queensland Conservatorium at Griffith University. Now, I know you'll want to see the monks in action, so head to the Rhythm Divine website for some photos of them in Studio 227, including the chant master Sangye Tsering checking out our 74-channel mixing desk. And I'll also have a photo essay on the RN homepage over the weekend, taking you behind the scenes of our music recording. Well, the Gyutho monks of Tibet are touring nationally this year, including Splendour in the Grass at Byron Bay in July. But for now, they're in Sydney at the Bondi Beach Scout Hall until the 21st of April. I'll put a link on our website, along with audio to stream or download. You can also subscribe to our podcasts with your mobile, and of course, follow me on Twitter at DJ Radio Divine for more updates. I'm Jeff Wood. Catch you again next time, I hope, for some poignant Aussie folk songs and poems from the trenches of World War I. But I'll leave you today with the Gyutho monks of Tibet and a prayer to the great protecting deity Mahakala, chanted daily in the early hours of the morning. This excerpt features Lobsang Sitan chanting and playing the traditional Na Chen drum with Ash Dargan on the didgeridoo. And that's the rhythm. Jin
Dame o da yendo maran da wa zendo la yendo maran jo jo me do jo me gandan de